Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 11, in Squiz Kids Today. Heatwave sweeps southeast. The holy month of Ramadan. Barbie set to swoop the Oscars and crocodile furballs. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Hobart and heatwave are two words you don't often hear in the same sentence. But as southeast Australia swelters under freak autumn heatwave conditions, the Tassie capital this weekend endured the hottest night in 112 years. Melburnians planning to spend today's public holiday watching the Moomba parade will instead need to find somewhere air-conditioned to hang out, as the popular annual festival was cancelled over the weekend due to extreme heat. That same heat saw several music festivals in Victoria also cancelled, while across the Coorong in Adelaide, South Australians battled temperatures of up to 42 degrees in some places. Hang in there, folks. A southerly change is forecast for Tuesday, except in South Australia, where temps are expected to stay high until Thursday. Speaking of freak events, residents of the Blue Mountains in Western Sydney were rattled on Friday night, literally, when a 3.6 magnitude earthquake shook the ground. A 3.6 magnitude earthquake is, thankfully, only a small one, but it was enough to prompt some 2,000 people to call authorities to report that the earth was shaking at their house. And according to reports, lots of dogs were howling and barking in the moments before the quake hit. How do they know?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in lots of countries, including right here in Australia, as the Islamic holy month of Ramadan begins. Muslims in Australia will begin their month of fasting tonight. Fasting means to limit the amount of food you eat. For many of the 1.9 billion Muslims in the world, no food is eaten between the sun rising and the sun setting every day for a month, as a mark of respect to Allah, which is the Arabic word for God. It's also meant to be a time to watch less TV, play fewer video games if you're a kid, and generally spend more time reading the Quran, the Islamic version of the Bible. Maybe some of your classmates are fasting during Ramadan. Be sure to be supportive. Of course, we're also in the middle of the Christian Holy Month, otherwise known as Lent, which is a 40-day period in the lead-up to Easter when Christians are expected to give up something too, be it eating meat on a Friday, or giving up lollies, or chocolate, or maybe even video games too. Always with the video games. Anything that represents a small sacrifice. The upside? At the end of Lent, there's Easter, and all the eggs you can stuff in your gob. There's the classroom companion clarion, letting us know that Christy, our very own primary school teacher, has created some excellent classroom worksheets tied to this story in the podcast. Check them out if you haven't already by signing up to Squiz Kids Classroom via our website, squizkids.com.au. And a big welcome to the hundreds of you that have signed up this term. It's great to have you aboard.
Pop Culture Corner.
Can Barbie beat the bomb? Will Elemental edge out Spider-Man? And is Ken's anthem, Kenuff, to see him walk home with an Oscar? These are just some of the questions that will be answered this morning as the movie world's biggest awards ceremony gets underway in Hollywood, California. Yes, folks, it's the Academy Awards, when movie stars and film directors and all the clever people who make special effects and write songs and do makeup and create film sets and dream up incredible worlds and design costumes are honoured for their work in the past year. Of course, everyone's favourite doll, Barbie, will be represented as she competes for the best movie against Oppenheimer, a movie about the atomic bomb. Barbie will also be represented on the night in the Best Original Song category, where Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For goes up against I'm Just Ken. Meanwhile, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is widely tipped to win for Best Animated Film. May the best doll win.
Weird science.
I've heard of some crazy things in the natural world since doing this podcast, but crocodile furballs would have to be up there with the craziest. Scientists in northern Australia have this week been showing off their collection of furballs washed up on riverbanks and beaches. Now, if you have a cat, you maybe know that every now and then they cough up a furball. It's totally gross, and a result of all that licking and self-cleaning they do. Turns out, crocodiles also produce furballs. I've stuck a link in today's episode notes to a photo of one. And so now you're thinking, but hang on, crocs don't have fur. And even if they did, how would they lick themselves? Oh, hang on, the fur isn't theirs. It belongs to any number of furry animals that they eat, be they wallabies, kangaroos, wild pigs, or possums. Because you see, the acid in a croc's stomach can break down most things, including bone and the flesh of other animals, but it doesn't break down hair, meaning that hair forms in a ball in the crocodile's gut until it vomits it back up. And apologies to those of you who are still eating breakfast. A big thank you to all the clever kids who sent in their best David Attenborough impersonation as part of our BBC Earth Experience giveaway. The entries were all excellent. You're all very clever. And we'll be featuring a selection of the videos on the Squiz Kids Instagram page, so if you don't already follow, pop on over and do so now. The exhibition, BBC Earth Experience, is on now in Melbourne, and we've got 3 family passes to give away. Stay listening to Wednesday's podcast when Christy will announce the winners.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number 1. In which mountainous part of Sydney was an earthquake felt on Friday? Yep, that's right, it was the Blue Mountains. Question number 2. What's the name of the Muslim holy month that starts tonight? Yeah, well done if you said Ramadan. Question number 3. Name the pop singer whose Barbie song, What Was I Made For, is up for an Oscar this morning. Yeah, it's Billie Eilish.
Shoutouts.
It's March 11. Today's a public holiday across Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania, and the ACT. Enjoy the day off, team. It's also a very special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Evie from Marsfield, Hilda from Goodna, Dane from Carlingford, Ella from East Ryde, Candace from Bexley, Selena from Mossman, Sophie, Grace and Liam from Sydney, Luca from Torquay, Mitchell from Wallaroo, Madeline from Lura, Hamish from Point Cook, Rowan from Coogee, Isabel from Everton Park, Leslie from Googong, Harvey from Bellevue Hill, Howell from Booragoon, Daniel from Duncraig, and Dat, who's listening all the way over there in Hanoi in Vietnam. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Rayanne from Brisbane, Tim from Gulgong, and Ethan from Queensland. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. And teachers, there's a form there too for you to fill out for the birthdays of every kid in your class. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back tomorrow with a Squiz Kids shortcut on the Gold Rush. 10 fun minutes to learn everything you need to know about why gold is so highly prized in our world and how the rush to find it in colonial Australia changed the face of our country. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.